This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of deaths related to COVID-19 virus worldwide is 184,000, with 2.6 million confirmed infections. In the United States, the number of deaths is shy of 48,000, or more than 25% of the worldwide tally. And the number of infections in the U.S. is nearly 850,000. As governors around the United States weigh reopening their economies and the fight against COVID-19, a patchwork of stay-at-home orders and other business restrictions exist. Some states are moving faster to reopen, like Georgia, where the governor is allowing nail salons, bowling alleys, and other businesses to reopen Friday. Other states, like New Hampshire, are considering extensions of stay-at-home orders. New York and its neighbors are working together on a tracing army that will find people infected with the coronavirus and get them into isolation to help get closer to returning to normal. And some states like Wyoming and South Dakota never instituted a stay-home order to begin with. President Trump says he told Georgia's governor that he disagreed strongly in his decision to reopen non-essential businesses that had been shuttered to contain the coronavirus. Speaking at a White House briefing Wednesday evening, Mr. Trump said he told Governor Brian Kemp that he had misgivings over the governor's plan, but would not stand in his way. Mr. Trump says the Republican governor is doing what he thinks is right. Kemp's decision has been questioned because the state has yet to show continuing progress with tracking and testing for the virus. A new study does find that Americans remain overwhelmingly in favor of stay-at-home orders and other efforts to slow the spread of the coronavirus. A majority say it won't be safe to lift such restrictions anytime soon. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.